Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Penn, P-E-N-N, first name Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, date of birth, April 28, 1964, date of evaluation, October 17, 2023, referring physician, disability and social service, and the chief complaint, 59-year-old male with history of CVA and cardiac disease. He is seen for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 59-year-old male who reports that he was doing well until 2005. At that time, he developed congestive heart failure, period. He was noted to have easy fatigability and dyspnea, period. He was felt to have a viral cardiomyopathy, period. AICD was advised and placed in 2005, period. The patient reports that he was doing well until approximately 2 years ago. He was going to a Duke, D-U-K-E, game. Many developed shortness of breath, palpitations, and felt as if his heart was pumping extremely hard, period. He chose not to go to the Duke. Correction. He chose not to go to seek medical care while he was at the Duke game, period. He then came back home on an airplane, but stated that he could not breathe. He was then taken to Kaiser Hospital, where he was told that he had a heart attack, period. Apparently, no further interventions were performed, period. Patient currently reports dyspnea with minimal activity. The past medical history, one, congestive heart failure, next number cardiomyopathy, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number chronic kidney disease, next number CVA times 3, past surgical history, AICD, next number generator revision or AICD medications, metformin 500 milligrams on BID, Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily, and Entresto 51/49 one daily, carvedilol 25 milligrams on BID, Lipitor 80 milligrams on daily, warfarin 4 milligrams on daily, allergies, iodine results in hives and respiratory distress. Family history, mother died of myocardial infarction secondary to COVID infection. Social history, he notes occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, except for psychiatric, he reports depression. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 131/87, pulse 60, respiratory rate 14, height 65.5 inches, weight 206.6 pounds, vision, left eye 20/40-2, right eye 20/30-3, both eyes 20/30-1. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin, the anterior chest wall demonstrates and a horizontal scar involving the AICD generator, period. There's a second scar also noted parallel to this scar, period. The abdominal exam reveals a large mass consistent with umbilical hernia. The patient was referred for echocardiographic evaluation. Echocardiogram revealed no correction. Echocardiogram is noted to be pending at the time of this evaluation period. The impression, 59-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, hypertension, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, currently noted to be clinically stable, period. He has no findings of congestive heart failure. He has no findings of dysrhythmia, period. Clinically, he is felt to be in New York Heart Association class 1-2, period. He has multiple risk factors, period, but his examination is relatively unremarkable except for visual changes. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.